not those lions. Three lions we can get behind.
And he hoofed it.
There's more pressure being ratcheted up with a loss like that, of course.
Just getting the head boxed off, should that just kind of happen.
For all your Lions coverage this summer, download the OTB Sports app.
One third of the Football Pod with Paddy and Andy is with us this morning. Paddy Andrews, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, lads. How are you?
You were comparing yourself to Leonardo DiCaprio when you were spotting a little bit of championship action finally. I was like, oh, yeah.
That's the excitement here, isn't it? You wait so long for a game and everyone gets carried away. So, yeah. But to be honest, the Football Championship, particularly after the farce that we've seen in Castlebar beforehand, it really, really, really needed a decent game. And thank God, to be fair to Derry and Donegal, it was a brilliant championship game in any year, but particularly this year, it really stood out, obviously.
Derry were excellent. We should give them credit for the journey that they've been on under a manager who took a lot of criticism in the after the championship last year in particular, but who stuck with it. And, you know, listening to you guys week in, week out in the podcast, you've been talking about how long it takes to build up the strength and conditioning, how long it takes to build up the patterns of play and the understanding. And they're right there because they could have won that game yesterday.
100%. You could see it. It takes time, but they were unbelievably well coached, Derry. Look, they steamrolled Division 3, and you're right, we've been kind of building this game up for 2 or 3 weeks that Derry essentially, they're not far off being a Division 1 team and that they were going to give Donegal their fill of it. But you could see in their game plan, their matchups were absolutely spot on with Chrissy McCaig and Paddy McBrearty. Conor Glass was picking up Michael Langan. And just their style of play, they'd get guys back, they were really fit. Look, it was kind of defensive that they had 14 or 15 guys back. Their fitness and the speed at which they broke caused Donegal huge problems. And they were right in that game. And to be fair, when McGuigan nails the free at the end, you think they've done enough for at least extra time. But that's the beauty, I suppose, of Donegal and Paddy McBrearty, that they just know they have that experience that they'll work the score in like the 76th minute. It's heartbreaking for Rory Gallagher and Derry because you're right, they've had an amazing season. They're up to Division 2, but they're going to be absolutely heartbroken today, just a manner of that defeat.
If you had to nitpick, Paddy, could Derry have done anything different in those closing stages?
No, when I seen the reaction on Twitter, particularly aimed at David Caldrick for blowing up that last play, I think they possibly could have taken a shot twice in that play. But it wasn't shooters. It was two wing backs that got it. They were on the right hand side. They were both right footers. If they took that shot, I'd say it was probably a 2 out of 10 for them. And they'd be blamed either way then for taking a bad shot. Like Shane McGuigan got the ball, but he was going to be blocked down. You know, you're trying to get the ball to your shooter. So it is harsh. But to be fair to David Caldrick, he did give them kind of 2 minutes to try and work the shot. But it was very good defence by Donegal. And they just didn't work the ball enough. They needed someone to try and maybe break the line or try and win a free like they had done previously from McGuigan's initial equaliser. But I just don't think it was an easy shot on for them to take at that time. So I wouldn't be overly critical of the players for not taking that shot. And the same, I think David Caldrick gave them time. He just had to blow it up. You know, they'd had the ball for 2 minutes. So it's a harsh way to lose it. But I don't think if they forced the shot, it would have been the other side. They would have been blocked down or they would have kicked it wide anyway, you know.
Would you be concerned about Donegal deeper in the championship, or is this one of those stern tests that you come through and galvanises everybody and makes them feel better?
No, it was a brilliant test for Donegal. They go next weekend to play Tyrone, which is a big ask to turn around. Michael Murphy obviously came on. He's clearly probably not right, and that's a big challenge. I think whoever wins that game next weekend is going to win the Ulster Championship, and they play Kerry in an All-Ireland semi-final. So there's so little to pick between Donegal and Tyrone. I thought Tyrone gave their most impressive display of the season on Saturday night. The big thing, the big plus for Donegal yesterday, without Michael Murphy, Ryan McHugh was pretty quiet. He was tied up with Garrett McInnes. They had young guys stand up. You know, Niall O'Donnell kicked 3 brilliant points. Michael Langan kicked 3 brilliant points. And that's Caelan McGonigal got 2 brilliant points from at the start of the second half when they were really struggling and under the pump. And that's what they're going to need. That shows character that if Michael Murphy's not going to be there, and it's a big ask for him to now go and try and play next week again. I think they will play him because it's all or nothing against Tyrone. And Ryan McHugh, who's a big leader for them, he's tied up. Other guys stood up for Donegal. And like Derry are a really good team. I know people are saying it's Division 3 against Division 1. Derry are not really a Division 3 team. So it was a big win for Donegal, but the season for them and the exact same for Tyrone is going to come down to next Sunday. Whoever wins that, they're going to win Ulster. They're going to get to an Ireland semi-final. You could say that's a successful year for Declan Bonner or for Fergal Logan. On the flip side, if you lose it, it's a nightmare season for them. So I think there's positives for Donegal, but it's going to be very, very tight for them against Tyrone next Sunday.
I think everybody's delighted to see Paddy McBrearty fit and getting these big moments and big games. He's never won an All-Star, Paddy, but his talents deserve it. Is he finally going to cash in on that this year?
I don't know. To be honest, I thought he struggled yesterday. I thought Chris McKay won that duel. It was brilliant watching it because it was real old school. We were talking about the kind of lack of man-to-man defending in the game on the podcast in previous weeks. But Chrissy McCaig, who's been around a long time, was absolutely all over Paddy McBrearty. Really struggled with it. But that kind of shows his class, that to take that shot on, like he's 40 metres out. And to be fair to Chrissy McCaig, he doesn't even switch off. He's still at him, you know, but McBrearty comes around. Like even if that's a free or a mark, that's a really difficult kick from that range. But he pulls the trigger under those circumstances. It was a spectacular score. And look, we know he has that talent, but it's funny, he's going to get the plaudits. But I think overall, he'd be relatively disappointed because I do think he probably didn't get the better of that duel yesterday. But that's the beauty of being a forward. You just need one moment of magic. And Paddy McBrearty absolutely has that. And he's going to need it again. And the interesting thing with this Sunday, Rona McNamee probably would have been tasked with picking up McBrearty this weekend. He's obviously suspended, so it'll be interesting to see who Tyrone try and man-mark McBrearty on. But look, he'd be high on confidence after kicking a score like that. That could make his summer, absolutely.
One of the things that had made us very excited about what was going to happen in Tyrone was the new management team freeing up the forwards to be more expressive and all their forwards being fit and playing well together, but that's not the case. We haven't seen Canavan's injured, didn't feature. McShane came off the bench and looked a little bit rusty, but also was like looking like himself in some aspects, and is going to be a challenge. But I think if Tyrone are going to be legitimate All-Ireland contenders, everybody needs to be fully fit, and we need to have 1 6-month period where we get to see who they are.
Yeah, look, I think they've had a bit of an identity crisis. That the challenge for them under Mickey Hart was that they were too defensive, and I agreed with that. Fergal Logan and Brian Dewar came in and they tried to play this more expansive style of play, and they go down to Killarney trying to play man-to-man defence. They concede 6 goals and lose by nearly 100 points. So there was obviously going to be a challenge there to find the balance. I thought their performance on Saturday night was their best of the season. They found that balance, I felt. There were shades of the old Tyrone. There was stages in the first half where they had kind of 11 or 12 guys behind the ball, which is hard to play against. But the big change, they left Darren McCurry, Paul Donaghy and Matty Donnelly up the pitch. They gave them licence. Under Mickey Hart, that wasn't going to be the case. Darren McCurry would be expected to run 90 yards back, tackling fellas and things like that. That's not his game. So that was a change from, and you could see the benefit for it, that all the energy McCurry and Donaghy and Matty Donnelly had was when they're on the ball. They weren't being asked to do much more of the donkey work. They left that to the guys like McGeary and Niall Sludden and Conor Moyler, because that's their game. That suits them. But they've left kind of their 3 scorers up the pitch. And you can see it in Darren McCurry's form. He's always been a sharpshooter. He's always had that talent. But the game plan wasn't really suiting him, where he scores 10 points at the weekend. You can see definitely there's changes there. And like I say, it's very similar to Donegal. Whoever wins that game on Sunday, they're going to win Ulster and be in an All-Ireland semi-final. So you could say that will be success for Tyrone. But there are definitely tweaks to what they're doing, and they're starting. Saturday was a real kind of insight. They're starting to find that balance. And it does take time, but like I say, their season's going to be on the line on Sunday, and that's going to be the big call on how they're going to be judged.
I can hear Monaghan and Armagh fans united in our Twitter mentions right now. Why are you so happy to write them off?
That's just everything I've seen so far to date. Look, I think Monaghan and Armagh are good teams. I think Armagh have progressed a lot over the last number of years with McGeaney, and them staying in Division 1 is a big kind of boost to their progress. But they're just probably a couple of years behind where Donegal and Tyrone are. Look, I'm happy if I'm wrong, but I don't think I will be. I think the winner's going to come from the Donegal and Tyrone side. The same with Monaghan. They're under Banty. They're trying to transition. They had a brilliant team for kind of 7, 8, 9 years. A lot of those guys have moved on. Conor McManus is still going to be their main man. If he's injured, there's talk that he could be okay for this weekend, but I only see the winner of the Ulster Championship from the Tyrone-Donegal game, unfortunately, just because they're just further down the tracks in terms of their experience and the quality of players they have.
A couple of weeks ago, Paddy, we gave ourselves a free pass to completely overreact to Mayo hammering their opponents in the first match in Connacht. I'm not sure if we're going to give ourselves the same license this morning, but is there a case that in the rematch between Mayo and Dublin this year, if it happens, if that is the path that they end up meeting, that despite the absence of Killeen O'Connor, Mayo are in a better place to challenge the Dubs this year?
They've a big challenge to get over Galway first. I think that would be their first real test of the year, obviously. News of Lee Keegan being injured as well. I mean, Lee Keegan's probably not at the same level he was 4 or 5 years ago, but he's still an incredibly influential player for that team. And if you look at it from Mayo's side, if Lee Keegan is out, they're taking their leader of their defence out and Killeen O'Connor is the leader of their attack out. Mayo don't really have the depth to be able to deal with that, I feel, in terms of, yes, they could still beat Galway potentially and win the Connacht Championship, but in terms of All-Ireland contenders without those two guys, even with those two guys, I think they'd be up against Dublin, but I think it'd be a huge ask. In a way, yes, those younger guys have come through, Ryan O'Donoghue and these guys, McLaughlin, they've brought through younger guys last season, and that experience of playing in an All-Ireland final, that's going to bring those guys on. But in terms of being at the very, very top trying to beat Dublin or Kerry and winning All-Ireland, I don't think Mayo are there. And I think they'll struggle to beat Galway if it'll be no Killeen O'Connor's not going to be there, but if Lee Keegan's out as well, I think they're huge figures for that Mayo team. And like I said, they haven't really been tested. I would not read anything into that game yesterday or the Sligo game. It was beyond mismatches.
And likewise, are you reading anything into Kerry against Tip?
No, I think it'll be the same in the Munster final when Kerry played Cork. I think they'll win that game quite convincingly. So you're kind of thinking, what did we learn from Kerry? I thought it was interesting. There was definitely insights into what Peter Keane is trying to do with his team selection and just the style of play. Look, 100 times out of 100, Kerry were always going to win that game against Tipperary, but he's brought Shane Ryan back in goal instead of Fitzgibbon, which I think it's the right call. I think Shane Ryan, when it comes to latter stages, he has experience. He's quite good in his kickouts. The interesting thing, he's not playing Tadhg Morley and Paul Murphy. And you're thinking, why is he not playing Paul Murphy? He's their captain. He's one of their best players. But he's gone with Mike Breen and Brian O'Bugliocca and particularly Gavin White. And the reason he's doing that is just for absolute pace. That Kerry understand, particularly against Tipperary and against Cork in a couple of weeks' time, they're going to be playing against this blanket defence. And we would have faced it a lot with Dublin. And the key thing to try and overcome that, you need pace. You need to move the ball quickly. You need runners at angles. You need guys running hard at the defence. And that's what Gavin White brings. That's what Kerry are looking for. And you could see that clearly in the first goal. Gavin White breaks through 3 or 4 defenders. And even though Tipperary have 15 guys inside their own 45, somehow David Clifford manages to be free on his own on the 13. You think, how in God's name has that happened? It's because Kerry break through at pace. They've slick hands. Their athleticism gets them through. And once you break through the first part of the defence, the next 3 or 4 Tipperary defenders, they just panic and they run to Gavin White because they're not expecting it. And all of a sudden, he just pops to David Clifford, who scores a goal. So you can see that's a style of play that Kerry are looking to bring. And also the interesting thing, Darragh Moynihan is injured. A full forward, and he's been a really key player for them. You're thinking, okay, what's the obvious replacement there? Killeen Spillane is their next best scoring forward, but Peter Keane doesn't pick him. He puts in Micheál Burns instead, who's absolutely not a full forward or a scoring player, but it's a style of play that Kerry are trying to get in the forward unit. They bring the full forward out and they're leaving David Clifford and Sean O'Shea really close to goal, even though O'Shea is wearing number 11. They're going to be the key scorers, and Micheál Burns role or Darragh Moynihan role, that he's coming out and Paddy Clifford is playing out in the link zone. Kerry's unit, you can very clearly now see their style of play up front. They're trying to leave those two sharpshooters inside and the other four guys are being asked to just do the work and get the ball into them. So that was the only thing you're really learning from Kerry from that game. Like I say, they won convincingly, 1-4 to a point up at the first water break. The game was over. It was irrelevant after that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be much different against Cork in a couple of weeks' time.
All right, Paddy, great stuff. We learned a bit there. Thanks a million. Cheers.
No worries, guys. Bye-bye.